Livewire with Paul Turner.
Hello, I'm Paul Turner and welcome to Livewire. My guest on the show this time round is Jane Vincent, Managing Director of recruitment firm Candelisa People, and Channel 4 did a fly on the wall documentary as well. We're going to welcome you to the show. Welcome along.
Brilliant, thank you so much. Hi.
Nice to speak to you. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm still at work. It's been one of those days today where I think I might be here for a while longer yet as well, but I'm good.
Normally long days, are they?
Do you know what? This industry is very, very reactive in the fact that you could be sat there packing all your stuff up, ready to leave the office and go home for your tea, and then the phone will go and they'll say, can we have 20 people for tomorrow morning? And you're like, no! So you have to sit back down and carry on. So I've just literally walked in from a new client and they've given me a load of new business. So I'm still here. I've got to sit and fill the business, which is great news, but it just means I might be having a very late tea.
Oh dear. So, how many years' experience have you got in the recruitment industry?
Oh, blah, 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 blah. Far too many. I've got over 25 years' experience, which is then giving my age away, isn't it? But I did get into it at a very young age, totally by accident. I think being a recruitment consultant's not one of those jobs where you grow up saying, ooh, when I'm 18, I want to be a recruitment consultant. I think it's one of those industries where you literally do fall into it and you either love it or hate it.
And how do you get into a business like that?
Well, I was going to be an enrollment and I was doing a media studies degree. And at the last minute, I decided I didn't want to be a camerawoman anymore. And so my mum at the time was like, well, that's your career ruined. What are you going to do now? And I was like, oh. So she sent me off to do a typing course at the Yorkshire Post in Leeds. I didn't want to be a secretary. I didn't really want to learn to type, but I did it to keep my mum quiet. And it was manual typewriters. So I literally sat and learned how to type on a manual typewriter. And at the end of sort of doing the course, they said, right, what you need to do now is you need to get yourself some experience, so you need to go to a recruitment agency and they'll get you a job. I was like, yeah, right, okay. And they sent me off to this little boutique agency in the centre of Leeds. And the ladies there interviewed me and I think thought, you know, she's quite a cheeky chappy for her age. And offered me a job working for them. And that was just on reception. And I remember sort of sat observing what the consultants did, and I used to think, I could do their job, you know, I want to have a go. So every time one went on holiday, I used to volunteer to try and run their desk, and whenever they came back from the holidays, the temp desk was always busier than it was before they went. So she said to me one day, you know, do you want a job as a consultant? And I was like, yeah, please.
Wow. I believe you won some awards as well.
We've won awards for outstanding contribution to the economy. I've won Businesswoman of the Year quite a few times. I won the Asian Businesswoman of the Year award. That's an interesting one. We won Corporate Social Responsibility Champion for the UK. It's been good. It's been great. You know, it's a very hard industry. It's very, very stressful. You've got to be very, very resilient, but you do get an awful lot of self-satisfaction from it at the same time.
So when was your company founded?
Well, I've had two companies. I had another company before the one I work for now. That started when I was 27. And I sold that. And then Candelisa People, I started from scratch again in October 2009, so we've been going just over 5 years, and we opened right at the heart of a recession, right in the centre of Bradford, and people went, are you mad, Jane? Are you mad? I was like, yeah, I am a bit. So we opened anyway, and it's been challenging, and it's been hard, but it's been fun and rewarding at the same time.
For anyone that doesn't sort of understand what your job entails, what does it entail?
All right, well, if I'm saying to somebody what I do, I say I play Snap. But I play Snap with people. So what we do is we find people jobs, and we do it two ways. We get people temp jobs. So, you know, a company he'll ring us up and say, "Hi, Jane, my secretary's going on holiday for 2 weeks, and I can't do without a secretary, so can you find me somebody who's going to, you know, come and, you know, be a stand-in for 2 weeks?" So we'll do that. But then we'll also get, you know, companies who come to us and say, "Look, we've not got time to rattle through hundreds and hundreds of CVs, so here's a job spec. Go away and find me the perfect person for my permanent job. And if you find me the permanent person, then we'll give you a fee for doing that." So we play snap. We find the right candidate for the right job at the right company and match them together. And hopefully we get it right, because if we get it right, that's when we get paid. If we get it wrong, that's when we don't get paid.
So you must have lots of people in your books then.
You get, our offices are a shop front. And it's, people could just walk in, and you never know who's going to walk through that door. And because we're so diverse, we do anything from, you know, somebody who works in a warehouse right the way through to a managing director. Anybody can walk through our doors at any time. But also, you know, the turnover is quite high as well, because hopefully those people get a job and then go off our books. So it's always, you know, we're getting fresh talent through the door every day.
Do you ever get many people going to you and saying they want a job in radio?
Do you know what? I don't think I've had anybody else come in saying they want a job. I've had people come in saying they want to work in the media, so I suppose that's the radio. And I suppose that, you know, there's plenty of people that I know personally would love, you know, to be a radio presenter or work in radio, but I think they tend to go through it and round it a different way than coming to a recruitment agency.
When were you approached by the Channel 4 production company?
Oh, God, well, July last year, and Channel 4 had commissioned Dragonfly to do a fly-on-the-wall documentary on a recruitment agency. So Dragonfly had been sort of going from the length and breadth of the country to different agencies to try and find the agency that they thought would be great for the programme. And one of the researchers, who's from Sheffield but works in London, put on her Facebook account, "Does anybody know any quirky agencies for a fly-on-the-wall doc?" And one of my clients, who's quite senior in a big PLC, sent her an email going, "Oh my God, yeah, you need to speak to Jane." So I got this phone call literally out of the blue saying, "Hi Jane, you don't know me, but I've been recommended to ring you. Can you tell me a bit about your company, please?" I was like, "Who's asking?" And she said, "No, we're from Dragonfly TV, and we've been commissioned by Channel 4 to do this documentary. And we've seen lots and lots of different agencies of lots of different backgrounds and all over the country. We've not found the right one yet, so I just wanted to have a chat to see, you know, potentially if you guys might be the one." So we had a chat, and at the end of the chat she said, "Look, we'd love to come from London to meet you." So I was like, "Yeah, all right then." So at this point it was all a bit fun. We've got this TV company coming to meet us, and we all thought it was quite funny. They came up, spent the day with us, and then went away and rang us and said, "Look, we love you, we want to do a pilot." And I was like, "Oh my God, what does a pilot mean?" And she said, "It basically means we come with a full film crew and we'll film for a day as you just do your normal work, do whatever you normally do, and then we'll take that back to Channel 4 to see what they think." We went, "Yeah, that sounds like a bit of fun." So they did that, and that was probably August. And then they said, "Look, once we've done the pilot, it could be ages and they might not even like it. So, you know, we'll come back to you." Right, yeah, no worries. That was like the Wednesday. The Monday, "They love you. They want to commission the programme." I was like, "What?" So literally within weeks, Channel 4 had commissioned this fly-on-the-wall documentary, and by the 1st of October, 14 film crew, researchers, peers moved into our offices and said, "Right, we're here for the duration," and off they went. 6 months they were with us.
I bet it was a bit nerve-wracking having cameras watching you all the time.
What we all laughed at, actually, because like the first week they came, like, I had to get up an hour earlier in the morning, Vanity Jane, and, you know, do my hair, do my makeup, make sure I'd got a nice matching outfit on and everything else. But then after a week, you just got, like, you were that tired because they were filming you from the first thing, you know, first minute you got in the door right the way through to the last minute you walked out the door. I just used to say, "Oh, I can't be bothered with this. They'll just have to take me as they find me." And you tend to, I know people sort sort of said this to me, but I was like, yeah, whatever. But after a while, you get used to them, and you get, and that's the bit where they get the juicy bits from you, because obviously you sort of carry on and forget they're there, and you're not conscious of the camera anymore. So it was nerve-wracking at the beginning, but then, yeah, you do get used to it.
Did you let any terrible secrets out about anybody while they were filming?
Do you know, well, if they're filming all that time for 6 months, some of the stuff that came out of my mouth, sometimes I'd be like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I've just said that. I'll tell you something which is quite good. But for a week, when they first came in, you've got your mic on all the time. And the only place that was safe to go where they weren't there was the toilet. So I used to go sit on the toilet because I knew there weren't any cameras in there, thinking, oh, thank God for that, huffing and puffing. And then after a week, I got a little pat on my shoulder by one of the research girls, and she went, Jane, you can mute your mic when you go to the toilet. I was like, oh my goodness, no, they've been listening to everything. So that was probably my most embarrassing moment in the first week. But anyway, I got over it.
At least you didn't have a camera strapped, do you?
No. That was like, you know, a bit of invasive of privacy. But, yeah, and it was, everything took longer. So, for example, you'd go to see a client and they didn't ask me ever to do anything I didn't want to do. I just did my normal job. But you'd be walking in and they'd go, oh, hang on a minute, hang on. Let's just get back in front of you with the camera. And you're like, no, I've got an appointment. Hurry up, move out the way. So that was a bit frustrating. But overall, it was good fun and another thing off my bucket list.
Did you win anything?
Well, I don't know about winning anything yet. However, the programme obviously finished. It was the 4 1-hour shows, finished a couple of weeks ago, and we have been mental. Companies wanting to work with us because they like the fact, what they saw, that, you know, it was true, honest, working, hard working grit. The fact that we treat people well and treat people as individuals and not a number. So we ended up with companies ringing us saying, look, Jane, we've watched the programme and we want to work with you. I'm like, this is amazing. So at the minute, we are still sort of, not firefighting, but because we had so much positive stuff from the programme, we're still dealing with it. And I've had to take some extra staff on. I'm recruiting for myself, just so we can manage everybody's expectations.
How well do the rest of the team work? Do they work flat out?
Now, Rachel and Carlos have just left. There's a couple of them that do more 9 to 5s, but the actual people who drive the business were always here till stupid o'clock. I mean, Carlos has been here since 7 o'clock this morning and he's just left now. Rachel got in at 8:30 and she's just left now. And I'm still going to be here for a while, I think.
So what sort of time would you normally leave work?
I've got a little girl, so I try and drop her off at school in the morning at 8:45, so I don't get into work till about 9:30, but I live in the Yorkshire Dales, so it's quite a way into work, and then I tend to work till about 7:30, 8:30, and then I get in my car and it's a straight drive home because there's no traffic. But I get more done now because the phones aren't ringing and I haven't got, you know, half the world walking through my front door, so it, you know, it works better, me working later than coming in early. And I'm not particularly a morning person either.
Companies like yours, for people finding jobs, are actually better than people really going to a job centre, I guess.
What was quite amusing was they called my programme the job centre. And I was like, but I'm not a job centre, I'm a recruitment agency. But I don't know whether that was to try and get more viewers on Channel 4, you know. Oh, that sounds interesting, about a job centre, we'll watch that. And then they turn it on and it's about a recruitment agency. But anyway, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, the job centre obviously have to get people in to work for government figures. We have to get people the right job to get paid from the clients. So, you know, I suppose we're a bit more thorough in the way we wouldn't push somebody to do a job that they didn't want to do, because it'd be against, you know, it'd be against our values, really.
So you're the posh job centre, really? The upmarket
yeah,
one?
Yeah. We're the posh job centre, if you want to say that.
The upmarket type, eh?
Oh, yes, darling, with Jane's broad Yorkshire accent. Yeah, we're posh job centre, us, yeah.
So, what's your receptionist like?
Well, our receptionist is asleep at the moment on her rug at the side of me. But she's the most beautiful of creatures. She's a boxer dog. Today we've just launched our new website, and the whole website's based around the dog.
So everyone that walks in gets a good licking, I guess.
Well, the only downside is if you don't like dogs, you're in the wrong place. And if she's such a good judge of character, so she doesn't like you, we worry.
If a TV company came up to you again and asked you to film another session, would you be up for it?
Driving me insane, and I was like, oh, just go away, let me get my job done. There were times when I just thought, what have I let myself in for? But after the whole thing, and you've had a chance to reflect, and I see the sort of positive results, then would I let them in again? Yeah, probably.
So, you mentioned your website. If anybody wants to look at the website, what's the address?
Yeah, it's www.candelisapeople, so that's C-A-N D-E-L-I-S-A, and then people, all one word, .com. And it's just, well, it should have just gone live today. So you can let me know what you think. Is it good? Is it bad? Do you like it? Do you dislike it? It is very different, but we like different.
And do you go on Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah, we've got a Facebook account for Candelisa People. We've got a Twitter account. I've got a Twitter account myself. Janie L. Vincent, so J-A-N-I-E L. Vincent. So I sort of talk to people a lot on Twitter as well. Yeah, we do all the social media stuff. You've got to be. I mean, I'm old, but you've got to be into all this young, trendy social, you know, marketing stuff. Otherwise, you're left behind.
That's true. So do you get business through social media?
Yeah, we do. We've just been doing like a graduate recruitment for one of our clients, and we put the jobs on social media, and we had more candidates come through that than any other method. So it just shows, doesn't it, how things have changed from my manual typewriter, where there wasn't such a thing as a mobile phone, to now people don't, you know, just literally look at an app on something and apply for a job.
Wow.
So I know.
People don't even have to come and see you anymore then?
Oh, we still have to see people. I think if we didn't have to see people, that's when I decided I didn't want to do the job anymore, because that's the bit I really love. I love the people contact. I love the different people that I deal with every day. I love the buzz of, you know, meeting that person, seeing them right the way through to getting the job. And what's great now, I mean, the other week, I put it on my Twitter actually, a guy came in, he'd seen the programme, and 20 years ago I got him his first job, and he's now got this really, really like high-flying job in education. And he came from Liverpool, which is where he lives now, and he said, Jane, I saw you on the telly, I just wanted to come in and, you know, you gave me my first chance, you gave me my first job, and look where I've got now. And I was like a proud mum clucking her feathers.
Oh, that must have been really nice.
It was lovely, and so I said, let's have a selfie, I'm going to put it on Twitter. So I did, because I just said, you know, that's what I love, the success stories of people like him that have done really well.
That's good. So I guess you get people from all around the country then, do you?
We do national perm recruitment, but we do just regional temp stuff. But yeah, we get to, what's my problem is if I'm speaking to somebody from, say, you know, Liverpool, within 2 minutes of me talking to them, I start getting into a Liverpool accent, and then they're like, oh, are you from Liverpool? I'm like, no. and then I'll be speaking to somebody from Glasgow, so that's not good. Our office girl, here we go, she's recruiting in Glasgow at the minute, listen. Yeah, okay, you've got a new.
How many people actually work for the company?
We've only got 8 people work for us directly, and then we have up to about 400 temp workers work for us every week. So it's a bit of I call it try before you buy. You know, you go do a temp job, you like the company, they like you. What a better way to get a job than you've tried it out rather than sitting in an interview situation. So,
right, do you want to give out your website one more time?
it's www.candelisapeople, CANDELISAPeople.com.
Jane Vincent, thank you for being on Livewire.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media.